I think.
Right. So we're saying it like this: that when you look at the Shita, who cites the Rashba says that Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel are saying the same thing. Rashi uses this language of Bar Das. Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't say that. Rabbeinu Chananel simply says that the Shoro is Kamamono and Chayev, whereas Eved is Gufo, and therefore Nosing Gachelas Beleva Eved without Kapis, without the Tosos's model. And Yachol Asira Velosira Vinisraf in Mace Yipater. Why? Well, you got to go back to the beginning of Rabbeinu Chananel. Came unto Yachol Asira Mayalibo Hayalol Asira. Since the person was in a position where he could take it off, he should have taken it off. Now, what about the animal? Why aren't we saying that for the animal? Ah, so that's where Rashi's lashon becomes instructive, because the animal's not a bar das. So apparently, what Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi are both saying, if we assume they're saying the same thing, is like this. That where there exists the knowledge that this thing is injurious, the person is duty-bound to take it off. And if he doesn't, it's like he killed himself. And therefore, the person who put it there is Potter. Now the question is, well, what do you say about the Eved? Well, the Gemara says, okay, Eved is like Gufo. Eved's like Gufo. Why? Because Eved has the ability to reason just like the person. Oh, so the Gemara says, well, now you're going to tell me Eved's like Gufo, but Eved really is a living thing which is owned by the Baal. So would we say the same thing by Shor? Shor is also a living thing owned by the Baal. So is Shor going to be like Gufo? That doesn't make sense. That's hard to say. That's going to be Gufo. Why? Because of Lav Bar Das. So the Gemara says, no, it's really not. It's like Mamono. It's Lagabe this. Since the animal doesn't have the ability to reason, even though instinctually it might know that there's something causing it pain or distress, it doesn't recognize that this is going to kill it necessarily, and therefore I must take action to remove it, and therefore if I don't, it's really the animal's fault. I mean, it sounds ludicrous to say that the animal is going to be responsible for its own death, and therefore the person who put it there is not chayav. It's no different than the person putting this smoldering gacheles on the peiros or the clothing or the kalim of the owner. You put it on a living thing, but a living thing that doesn't have this faculty of reason. And therefore, Shoro's kamamona.
I think that's the important, the Shoro's ability to understand that at this point in time, yes, it's being heard, but it's not going to do anything to it in it doesn't understand that.
It's not a das. It's not an experience of das. We were going to say, oh, it's kagufa. Just like the Eved was required to take it off, and just like the Odom would have been required to take it off, so too the animal is required to take it off. I mean, it sounds strange even to say that. But you're right. In the Havamina, apparently the question is, well, if this is a living thing that's owned, just like the Eved is a living thing that's owned, maybe they have to both be considered right. Gufa, in which case you'd be potter for that as well. No, the Gemara says not like that. It's not so. It's lav bar das. It's lav bar das. Therefore, it is mamono, not Gufa. Yeah.
So the game.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you a good rule of thumb with Tosafot. Yeah. It's they look easy when they're short, but generally speaking, they're much more difficult than the longer ones. Longer Tosafot have lots of cases, lots of examples. You know, you don't get the first time, you don't get the second time. Okay, by the third time, you get the point. I think there's a lot of examples, a lot of Gemaras. No. It's a short Tosos.
You're talking to someone who understands.
I see a long Tosos, I'm happy to get through it once, you know?
I understand, but I'm saying that it's our, you know, reaction. You see one of these skyscraper Tosos, and all of a sudden, you start sweating. But the truth is that very often, those Tosos are easier to understand conceptually.
They're harder to get through.
They're harder to get through because they're longer, but you get the Yisod eventually. You're going to get it, right? You spend so much time talking about it, you're going to get it. You give a three-line Tosos, sometimes you have no idea what he's talking about.
Isn't there an opposite rule for Rashi?
I don't know. I mean, experientially, that's what you
super long Rashis are bad news.
Okay.
Yeah, super long Rashis are terrible.
Could be. All right, let's do this Tosfos. Okay, yeah. Hiniach gachelos alev avdo.
One who takes a gachelos and puts it on the heart of his
By the way, I'm just as I'm thinking, I'll tell you why it could work out shot wise. Why avdo could mean. Third party. Yeah. Because if you go sequentially in the order of the Gemara's cases, so what were the cases? You put the gacheles Alibo, on the heart of your friend. Doesn't mean your own heart, obviously. It means on the heart of his friend. Then it's on Bigdo. Then it's on Avdo. So if you're going to look at it
it's
like
his,
that,
it that,
right?
Means.
It's good. First, you more says, what it's if you put it on his heart? It's not your own heart. What if you did it on his beged? And finally, what if you did it on his eved?
Right?
But
it would have been easier to sort of...
In Achanami, I agree with you, but I'm saying now at least I feel that we, you know, it wasn't so inappropriate that the Gemara worded it in that way. Okay, go ahead.
Evidently, it makes sense. Ah.
Thank you.
Kosha Aved, Kosha Eved, Kapus?
Yeah. Kapos.
Kapos.
Bam, tied up.
Kapos. Okay. And the Eved is bound
up. Talking, it's what Tosa's saying, we're dealing with the case where the Eved is bound up.
Barabo,
meaning obviously you're not the Rebbe, right? You're not the master, you're not the Rav.
And
his master is standing close by.
It's the same as the
yes, yeah.
The Atzlo.
Etzlo, he's standing right next to him.
Hiri.
You have to do like this. Kishe Eved Kapos, Virabo Omit Etzla Iri. Talking about where the Eved is bound up and the master is standing nearby.
Iri's dealing with it, right?
Yes. Kedefish Yisrael. Umairi, and Mairi, which is the same term basically as Iri, same word, same Shoresh.
Umairi,
Shalom Mace. We're talking about, it happened to me, we're dealing with the case, we didn't die, but there was Nezek here. Shalom Mesa Eved. You still with me?
Yep.
Shalom Mesa Eved.
According to Rashi, he did die, right?
Elohuza. According to Rashi.
Because we're saying, Yufo was like, you should have taken it out. So he did. So
according to Rashi, he could have died, yeah. He could have died. He wasn't tied up for sure, according to Rashi, and it could be even a case where he died, yeah. Ulahachi, and for this reason. Yeah, just because I tag in doesn't mean I'm taking over.
Oh, okay.
Ulachi Mesapkale. Shemelo Yochosh Harav Lasalko. Tells us a totally different shot. Maybe the master will take the same stance that he took regarding his shirt. Okay, the guy's burning my Eved, so you know what I'll do? I'll let him damage my Eved. Not talking about killing him. That's why Tosa's stressing and killing him. I'll let the guy burn my Eved, and then I'll be Tovei and Bezdin. Hey, the guy injured my Eved, now he's worth less. Now I want my money, just like I would have done if he took my shirt and burnt it.
If he let him die, he'd be...
Let's hold on.
He's going to get hurt. He's going to get...
He's getting hurt. He's getting damaged. He's getting injured. So that's Tosa's Lashon. So that's a Suffolk. That's Rabba Suffolk. Maybe since he has this Taina, just like he had a Taina by his shirt... Maybe that he can make that taina by his eved, and since he can make that taina by his eved, maybe we'll say that the person is chayiv if he does it by the eved. Oh, but maybe alternatively, you don't say that. Maybe you say it's not like the shirt, and you have to apply the standard of gufo. So, Lina, the next time we revisit this, we'll pick up with Tosas and we'll try to explain Tosas.
He's bound down. Why would this different? The guy's bound down. Why wouldn't the guy?
No, the master. The master.
Oh, we're saying maybe the master might be.
Master might be mechuyev to take it off.
Oh, but they were saying maybe not if we're saying that he's just going
to
get injured.
Do I have the right, as the guy putting the gachalas, to say, oh, you as the master, you for sure take it off. You're not going to leave it there. Or do I say, no, maybe you'll treat it like your shirt, and you'll say, oh, I'll leave it down.
And therefore, the person who puts it there would be high.
That's right. That's right.
Are you doing something else now?
Doing something else, yeah, something else.